This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hello, Mark. This is your buyer, Betty Davis. The seller, Philip, has still not given us the zoning clearance letter. Please tell Philip to give me the letter.
It's so good to hear Mom's voice. It'll be 6 years this June. She went to the radio in the sky. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, Prosperity home mortgage lender John McCuskey. I'm going to talk a little bit about, remember the days where you had no doc loans? Just stated income. Hey, I make X. Will you give me a loan? Sure. Self-employment loans. Second loans for a second home. Bridge loans. It's coming up in the second segment. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment. We've got a lot in the first segment. Going back to year to date to 2015. And here we are in the 17th week of the year, 2025. And then I took a look at Montecito only and Hope Ranch only, going back to 2017. And for some random reason, I also went back to 2011 and 1993 in Hope Ranch and Montecito only. It's kind of a visit to the past. But first, I've been tracking pending weekly stats for 1,390 weeks. But 53 weeks ago, I decided to include the median price of said pending. So at the end of the week, you take a snapshot. How many listings are in escrow? Single family homes, 63 for the week ending April 25th, 2025. Week four is 59, 67, 66, 68, 63, 59, 59, 55. So 63 is, you know, the number is interestingly consistent. The median price of said 63 pending listings is $2,420,000. $2,420,000. Last week it was $2,225,000. Week for that, 2.4, 2.2, 2.4, 2.3, 2.4, 2.2. So funny. But then you go back 5 or 6 weeks ago, and for a long time it was 2.8, the median price of what's pending at the end of the week. I mean, that changes every hour, every day. Which brings us to what's year to date? It's still at 2.8 million. Technically 2,797,500. We're going to call it 2.8 million, 24% higher than last year's year to date, 2,250,000. For some reason, we just had a spat of higher priced home selling. That doesn't mean that your house went up 24% over last year. I think more interestingly is the number of sales, 16.47, almost 16 and a half sales per week year to date. Compare that to last year's just under 14 sales per week. Year before that, 12.3 sales per week. So the number of sales starting off better than prior years and better than the last 6 months of 2024 when we had 15.31 sales per week. And now the first 17 weeks of 2025, we have 16.47 sales per week. So I got a text from a listener, a real estate agent, and he hadn't listened to the program of late, and he was asking, you know, is there a slowdown? What's going on? You know, the economy and real estate response. And, you know, I don't have an answer except to give you what I just told you, which doesn't indicate a slowdown. Have I heard anecdotally that, you know, some buyers maybe fell out of escrow? Yeah, I've heard that. I mean, that happens all the time. Has it happened more now in the last month? I don't know. But I'm not seeing it so, you know, radically. I mean, the last seven weeks, we've averaged over 17 single family sales per week. Now, if in the next month we see the year to date sales drop below 16.47, then you'll know a lot of those escrows fell out. And again, right now we do have 63 pendings. which is higher than last week. And, you know, going back the last 5-6 weeks, it's consistent. As a matter of fact, 7 weeks ago, we only had 57 in escrow, 59, 55. So I can't predict the future. Number of sales, again, 16.47 sales per week, year to date, through April 25th, 2025, single family only. Last year was just under 14, year before that 12.3, but then, you know, going back to 2015, it was more 19, 18, 17. What about Hope Ranch? If I just told you that we had 175% increase in the number of sales in Hope Ranch year to date for the first 17 weeks, you would go, wow. But not a lot of sales in Hope Ranch. Only 700 homes in Hope Ranch. If Bill Coker is correct, quoting him. 11 sales in Hope Ranch year to date, first 17 weeks of the year. Last year, only 4. That's why you have 175% increase. 6.3 million median price last year, 7 million. Year before that, 8.4 million. Year before that, 6 million. But again, you only have 4-10 sales. The median price is kind of meaningless. You go back to 2011, Hope Ranch median price was $1,788,000, but only 6 sales. And in 1993, the median price Hope Ranch was $665,000 for 7 sales. Anyone who bought real estate in the 1990s in Santa Barbara, bless you. You have a green thumb. What do you call it? A green thumb is for potting plants, right? I don't know what you call the gardening, but I don't know what you call someone who bought real estate in the 1990s. Montecito only, 63 sales year-to-date. First 17 weeks of the year. Last year was 50. Year before that, 31. 2022 was 67, skipping unicorn year 2021. 63 sales going back to 2017 is pretty much the highest. I mean, you got 2022 at 67, call it the same. You go back to 2011, 41 sales, median price $2,250,000. That's crazy. Montecito, 2011. Could have bought a house. Median price $2,250,000. In 1993, also 41 sales year to date. Median price $868,000. Again, early 90s, mid 90s. That was a great time to buy. 2020 hindsight. And to go back to 2018 in Hope Ranch, had a bump of 20 sales for the first 17 weeks of the year. And I think that was a little bit of a bump due to the debris flow, because the year before it was 10 and the year after it was 11 and 6, Hope Ranch, first 17 weeks of the year. So 2018 saw that little bump in Hope Ranch. Okay, we've hit a bump. It's called the clock, speed bump. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with a mortgage lender with Prosperity Home Mortgage, John McCuskey. We'll talk about types of loans, what's going on out there, fixed, adjustable. What are people getting? Why are they choosing fixed or adjustable and vice versa? What's the reason? Stay tuned. You'll find out.